There was once a man who was working for a company that had a lot of interpersonal relationships, and the boss came to visit him and said, "We have received no complaints about you." And he was proud of himself. Good. "We have to transfer you. It doesn't seem like you're doing anything." The more we work in this life, the more we will make mistakes, and no one gets out of this life alive. And no one gets out of this life without being wounded many times. That's why it is important on this Sunday, St. Thomas Sunday, when St. Thomas puts his hands into the wounds of Christ, that after the resurrection, Jesus did not have the wounds disappear. There was once a legend of the evil one, the devil, appearing to a saint as Jesus Christ. And the saint said, "Something's wrong here. Show me your wounds." And the devil disappeared. Young children suffer wounds of being misunderstood, of being pressured by their peers, of not being sure of who they are. Parents are misunderstood and suffer from worry about how the future of their family will be. Every one of us will suffer wounds in this life. And like Jesus Christ, when we rise, all these wounds can become symbols of victory and signs of love. St. John Chrysostom said, "The five wounds of our Lord on his hands, his feet, and his side are little mouths that preach to us and say, 'This is how much I love you.'" Because when we are tested by life, whether it's by misunderstanding or attack or people trying to hurt us, and we decide that we will answer creatively by saying, "Evil will never have a host in my life. I will respond with kindness, with ingenuity. I will protect myself by not giving in to the temptation of evil, revenge, hatred, even though these feelings come upon me like waves every time I remember the evil that was done to me." Because the wounds of Christ show us, although he was wounded, dying for the people that he loved, while they were making fun of him and laughing at his mother at the foot of the cross, he said, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." Counterintuitive, because the world will tell you, lash out. Go and attack. It's a dog-eat-dog-eat world. You got to go. You got to do something. Why? Maybe the world is wrong. Maybe the thing that you have to protect is your integrity, your goodness, your soul, and your heart. What good is it if you gain the whole world and lose yourself in the process? And the wounds of Christ are vivid depictions of how he responded to the hatred that was thrown at him and said, "I am independent and I am free. I decide how I respond to hatred. I decide how I respond to those who attack me." Yes, defend yourself, whether you're in grammar school or in life, but do not fall into the temptation that I have to become as bad as the people that attack me. Protect yourself not simply from the attacks from the outside, but the evil that wants to attack you from the inside and says to you, yes, you have to become as bad as the people who are attacking you. The wounds of Christ are proof that we can conquer the evil that is coming at us from all sides. And the protection doesn't lie in destruction, but in the creativity of forgiveness, of action. And St. Paul says, when you don't respond in hatred or revenge or anger, it will confuse people because they have gotten used to that sort of response. But we are people of the gospel who do what Jesus told us to do. And when people say, who are you? You should say, I am a Christian. I'm in charge of my life. I am not your puppet. I am not your doll. I decide what I do with my life, and I will protect myself from every evil, from without and from within, because the way of the gospel brings both joy and happiness and peace. There is pain, and there will be wounds, but those wounds will be symbols of victory, how we have conquered evil that wanted to change us and make us as evil as they are. So when Jesus got up from the grave, he said, these are my wounds. They are symbols of victory. Nothing was able to change me, to stop me from loving you and giving my life for you. Christos Voskres.